The Osgood Files, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. To find an independent agent near you, visit AutoOwners.com. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Lemongrass is a modest little plant. It's a natural pesticide, and now it is being used to stop the Zika virus. More after this from Charlie. Scientists at the University of New Mexico's Health Sciences Center have found that the oil in ordinary lemongrass has a remarkable property. If you mix it with sugar and yeast and then heat up the mixture, it creates a microscopic donut, which is harmless to humans but is irresistible to mosquito larvae. And not only is it irresistible, Dr. Scott Matthews says it kills them.
They've eaten the particles, digested them, and then died as a result. 100% kill rate.
100% kill rate. The oil enters their nervous, digestive, and respiratory systems and shuts them down, but the larvae, who don't realize what's happening, keep eating it anyway, and 5 days later they're dead. Dead larvae mean no mosquitoes, and no way for the Zika virus to hitch a ride to the next victim. Zika is the virus that's been spreading across Brazil and has been linked to a birth defect that leaves newborns with abnormally small heads. And yet, deadly as the lemongrass oil is to larvae, Dr. Ravi Durvasula says it is safe for people and less toxic than what Brazil is currently using to kill mosquitoes.
We're trying to package it so that we can get it to where we want it to go and not pollute the whole environment.
The other bit of good news is that since lemongrass is so easy to grow, lemongrass oil is cheap. A gallon costs less than a dollar. And at the same time, just two drops mixed with yeast can kill thousands of larvae. The next step is to get a patent.
In 6 to 12 months, with the right partner, we could have this out there for use.
Testing could begin in South America later this year. The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.